The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Connor.
Hey, everybody. We are back this week with Life Tips Radio, and Byron is, in fact, not with us. Byron is on a plane right now to Africa. So instead, we've got the stand-in chief idea officer, Holly Bauer, with us today. How are you doing, Holly?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Especially now that I'm the boss, the honorary boss.
Well, we were lost without our valiant leader, so thanks for stepping in.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to be talking today with Tom O'Keefe of Boston Tweet. For anyone in the Boston area, this has become such a really cool, Twitter page to follow. Tom gets people to go out and, you know, anyone who's out and about town who sees a cool drink special, who knows of a cool restaurant opening, great events, news articles going on around town, anyone can Twitter at Boston Tweet, and Boston Tweet will retweet it. Everyone who follows this Twitter account can see all of the up-to-the-minute happenings on, you know, in and around Boston. It's really cool to follow. I've been following it. Holly, do you follow him?
Yes. Yes, I do. And I've found out about many an event and promotion that way. Also, breaking news in Boston. In fact, saw some of that today via Boston Tweet. So
yeah, well,
full of useful information.
What was that? We had like 3 bank robberies within an hour, right?
Yeah, I guess he retweeted it. The Boston police Twittered that. But yeah, there were 3 within an hour in various parts of town, so...
Well, you know, it's really interesting to be able to follow what's going on in your town, you know, up to the minute. It's better than, you know, Boston.com. I mean, they don't have anything like that. So I love following it, and I'll be interested to speak more with Tom. So, Holly, I guess it's going to be a pretty quiet week without Byron, huh?
Yeah, we'll see. As long as I get to stand in as a chief idea officer, you'll be hearing a lot from me.
Good. Well,
I'm just kidding. It'll be quiet.
You have big shoes to fill.
Yeah, I don't think I can handle it.
So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Tom O'Keefe of Boston Tweet.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Your company's website sucks.
You know it. Everybody knows it.
So get a to-do list to fix it.
On Target, a subscription service from FutureNow and Brian Eisenberg, monitors your website 24/7.
Analyzing the actions of every potential customer.
It gives you a to-do list. It tells you exactly what to fix and how to fix it.
So that more of your visitors do
what you need them to do.
On Target pricing starts at $1,000 a month.
See more at futurenowinc.com/ontarget.
Revenues can come from many different sources. Are you capturing additional revenue from your payment processor or leaving money on the table? Lytle & Company can help you grow your top-line revenue. Lytle & Company provides payment processing and consultative merchant services for multi-channel retailers, along with internet and direct response businesses who sell directly to consumers. Lower the total cost of payment acceptance while improving your business processes and chargeback management with Lytle & Company's innovative reporting and analytics features. Lytle & Company. The card's not present, but we are. Find out more at Lytle. LITLE.com. How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers, ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today. Please hold while we connect you to one of the most sought-after experts in SEO, analytics, and web development. Office hours with Vanessa Fox, Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Hey, everybody. We are back, and we're speaking with Holly Bauer, my chief idea officer stand-in for Byron White this week. And we're also talking to Tom O'Keefe of Boston Tweet. How are you doing, Tom?
Doing great, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're really excited to speak with you. We've been, you know, following your tweets for a while now, and you know, we thought it'd be really great to have you on the show to get an idea of how you got into this and learn a little bit more about what you do. So, just for starters, for anyone who doesn't know Boston Tweet, why don't you give us a rundown of the account, how it all works?
Sure. Well, it's a Twitter-powered account, and actually, I started it almost a year ago Friday, and at the time, it was a way to create awareness for local business in a bad economy.
How it all works.
Sure. Well, it's a Twitter-powered account, and actually, I started it almost a year ago Friday, and at the time, it was a way to create awareness for local business in a bad economy.
How it all works.
Sure. Well, it's a Twitter-powered account, and actually, I started it almost a year ago Friday, and at the time, it was a way to create awareness for local business in a bad economy.
How it all works.
Sure. Well, it's a Twitter-powered account, and actually, I started it almost a year ago Friday, and at the time, it was a way to create awareness for local business in a bad economy. And last year, things were really looking bad, really looking dire, and it was pretty much a selfish reason to start it, to make sure that people were still going out to the bars and restaurants and make sure I wasn't the only one there. And, you know, my fear was going to be 1929 all over again. So it started just kind of chatting up the local places in the neighborhood, and then it kind of got popular. So I was kind of rather surprised by it, and getting a lot of great feedback saying, you know, you should check out this place or that place in town or buy pies or desserts from here, and it's been terrific. So from there, I built the website, bostontweet.com, to index all that information, and it has become a pretty valuable resource for recommendations in Boston. And we're actually launching a totally new version of the site within the next couple days, hopefully Friday, but more likely Monday.
Mm-hmm. Now, you in essence will take a look at anyone who has tweeted you at Boston Tweet. You'll take a look at whatever they're promoting or have to say, what's going on around town. Are you the only person who's filtering out all these tweets and deciding what gets retweeted?
I am. I am the only person that is filtering the tweets, only person doing the tweets. I go to every single place that I talk about or where I say I'm at. I actually don't get paid for any of it, too, which is kind of a huge misconception. A lot of people think Anna's Taqueria pays me, and they definitely do not. So I am. It's kind of Boston according to me, more or less. So information that comes through, if I feel it's something that will be interesting to my followers, I'll retweet it, or if it's a newsworthy event, like you mentioned earlier, there's been a rash of bank robberies here in the last few hours, and you know, information like that, or MBTA delays and traffic jams. So it's kind of nice. The name Boston Tweet allows me to talk about anything from, you know, started purely restaurants and social scene, but now it's kind of also a newsworthy event and for breaking news immediately.
Now, do you retweet completely unbiasedly, or do you ever have a place that you just refuse to tweet about because you hate it and it sucks?
Yes, there are places. I refuse to say anything badly about a company or a business here in Boston. We're all trying to survive, especially in a really bad year. So if there are places, there are definitely places I do not like or do not visit, and I just won't say anything about them. So, yeah, a little bias. It is Boston according to me, more or less. But nice thing about Boston Tweet over last year is it's really opened me up and introduced me to a lot of terrific places that I probably wouldn't have visited otherwise. So it's opened me up.
Yeah, I sort of have this vision of you, like when I see your tweets, I sort of have had this vision of you just like on foot around Boston with a phone, presumably an iPhone. I'm just imagining this, but you know, I've sort of got this idyllic vision of you just all over town in Boston, kind of like, you know, with Boston Tweet. It's kind of fun to think about.
That's pretty much exactly correct, including the iPhone. I do use that, and I'm on foot all the time, and I'm really wearing my sneakers out something crazy because I actually do tend to walk more. I live right in the Fenway area, Brookline Village area, so kind of accessible to everything downtown. So I do tend to walk everywhere I go, and at times it's often faster than the subway. So it also gets me introduced to different neighborhoods and see what's happening and get a better eye for what's new and about in town. So you're correct. Totally correct. Here, but pretty much recommendations from the Twitter community. Not too much media or press attention to drive that number. So.
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, you know, every
year, but pretty much recommendations from the Twitter community. Not too much media or press attention to drive that number. So.
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, you know,
every year, but. Pretty much recommendations from the Twitter community. Not too much media or press attention to drive that number. So.
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, you know,
every year, but pretty much recommendations from the Twitter community. Not too much media or press attention to drive that number. So.
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, you know, every once in a while you'll tweet a poll and you know, check out reader response. Like yesterday you were saying, where's the best hot chocolate? Well, you know, Burdick's, clearly, Burdick's. I totally would have voted for that. But then like a minute later you posted it, and I was like, yes, the Boston community came together for this hot chocolate poll. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was great. I actually have to try Burdick's hot chocolate. I've had some of their chocolates there. But,
amazing.
It's terrific. Twitter is terrific for that, for instant feedback and kind of group feedback and the best places to go. Or the hot chocolate was a great one at that time of the year. Pizza, burgers, ice cream have always been very popular topics, and people are passionate about it. So the kind of thing that amazes me the most about Boston Tweet and Boston in general is everyone loves to rave about their favorite pizza or food place or bar or social, and individuals are very vocal about it, and it makes for some awesome feedback, and you know, including Burdick's yesterday. So,
what are some of your favorite hangouts around town? Like, what are your fave places to go and people watch or you know event see?
Well, when I started a year ago, it was pretty much Public House. Went there a lot, which is a terrific bar, actually in Washington Square, which is not technically Boston. One of my favorites.
It's an awesome bar.
Yeah, it's terrific. Great vibe, great energy there, obviously great beer, and the food is actually really good, too. Pretty much started Boston Tweet to make sure people were still going there. So, love that place a lot. Downtown, we're at Sola's last weekend, which is a nice little nook there. I was at Cleary's last night. Actually went to Turner Fisheries last night, which is a ridiculously good seafood restaurant. I'm definitely more of a pub. Irish pub, good beer bar, so something like the Green Dag in downtown that would have a good Guinness or a good O'Hara. So those are some of my favorite places. A little more of the out of the way, definitely not the popular touristy. Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone has been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application, but Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone I have met have been awesome. It's no one has been, you know, sketchy that you want to run from. So it's been fun. Definitely been a fun year.
How do you know if you've gotten a false lead on something? What if something totally isn't true?
And someone's trying to throw one over me?
Yeah.
Throw one by me? I do try to back up all the information or get a second source. So we'll use Twitter search a lot for that. So if someone says a red line is down or a train is down, I'll try to see if there's other chatter about that going on before tweeting it out automatically. Over the last year, I have gotten to know a lot of my followers, both personally and online, and I trust their recommendations, so it depends on who it comes from. If it's someone that I've known over the last year, I will usually send it right out because I know he or she is an honest and it's a good source of information. Someone that's new, I'll always check back. But, nice thing about Twitter, it's really a lot of people are on it now, and there's a lot of chatter, so if something's happening, especially in a populated spot, a lot of people are talking about it, so it's pretty easy to determine if it's true or not.
Now, do you wonder? I wonder if you. So I know there are sites out there that do things that are kind of similar to what you do, like Universal Hub, for instance, is sort of like a community created. Universal Hub is more of a news site, but do you, I imagine that rather than compete with these, it seems as if you sort of work together with other sites that are doing similar things.
Adam Gaffin at Universal Hub has done a great job with that for a number of years. The website's been out for a while. Aaron at Eat Boston does a very good job with his feed there, and I'm actually friends with him, saw him last night. So we all kind of have our little niche. I think mine is a little more possibly on the social side of things also, so it integrates kind of the human interaction offline too, since I'm always out and pretty much every night of the week. So it creates a little different sort of feel to it than I think some of the other ones. So it personalizes the media a little bit more. The software we actually built and the new software we have enables you to post information directly to my site by using my hashtag or my @BostonTweet. In the next few days, you'll have to be able to publish videos and pictures directly to the site. So it's a little more possibly interactive, or at least people can see the responses, sort of like the hot chocolate yesterday, and send them to the site and, you know, see what everyone said, if ever 100 people said burdock. So we all have our own niche, and we all do very well, I think, in it. So.
Great.
Sorry, go ahead, Hal.
Well, I'm actually just looking at your website right now, and I noticed that a couple of people are asking you how you arrive at the data of what your Twitter followers, what demographics they're made up of, and how did you get that data? How do you arrive at that? I'm going to go ahead and retweet that.
Actually, Rachel Levin, Boston Marketer, just asked me that question, and it's pretty much that is over time. I store all the data in the back end, all the tweets, and we're kind of based on, that's an assumption. Obviously, Twitter doesn't give you those analytics as of yet.
Sure.
It would be awesome if they do, and they possibly might. But based on the feedback that I get, based on the people that I've met, it's an estimated guess on the number of people that follow me and the demographics of those individuals and the age groups.
Right.
Based on the replies I get, probably get 300-400 replies a day, and, you know, based on their profiles. And I try to read every single profile, actually, and learn a little bit about those individuals. So it's you know, it's my estimate based on reading their information, reading their tweets, what they talk about, and you know, where they go. And things in Boston are far more popular. If you kind of even get a little further out, even to Newton, the information is not nearly as popular. So I've done twice kind of an estimate or a poll of what colleges the people that follow me are from. So that's a great way to kind of get an estimate. BU and Emerson are the biggest two communication schools there. So out of 400 or 500 replies to that post alone, I can surmise what the demographics.
Sure.
And a very long answer there. Sorry.
No, that's... Tom, have you ever regretted tweeting something? Have you ever, like, totally... I mean, like, last week you were like, dollar oysters down at Lansdowne Pub, but, oh, God, what if all the oysters were bad and everybody got sick and they were like, wow, screw you, Boston Tweet, you're a jerk, you ruined my life. You know, what has anything like that ever sort of come back to bite you in the ass?
Bad oysters could really make a person upset. So as of yet, no, it hasn't. Nothing that I've sent out... Occasionally have sent a tweet at 2 in the morning that was supposed to be private. maybe a few extra beers were to blame for that. So that happens on occasion. I'm surprised it doesn't happen as much as it does. But other than that, no one's really come back and said, you know, I hate you, this information was wrong, or the place is bad. I feel a pretty good grasp on what's a hot spot in the area or what places are enjoyable. And I think my followers kind of are similar in their likes and dislikes. Occasionally, you'll tweet something and they're sold out already, like tickets, that I'm not aware of, and people inform me of that, but they're usually not hostile regarding that. So, no, it all comes back to everyone that I've met in this Twitter community that's followed me are pretty upright people and are really good. So.
Now, are there any other cities that have expressed any interest in sort of, you know, creating these community Twitter accounts? You know, has anyone ever talked to you about it?
Yeah, there's been Tampa, Las Vegas, D.C., Chicago, actually Portsmouth, I think New Hampshire, and I believe there's actually another town in New Hampshire that's doing a Boston Tweet-style thing. So a few people over the past year have contacted me about using our software and our website to index like we do. A lot of them have died off rather quickly. It's not work, but it definitely takes a lot of time and commitment to it, and a lot of people easily get burnt out from doing it too much. So people have tried, and there's a lot of interest. I don't know of any that have really kind of taken off as of yet. We kind of, our big question between myself and my developer is, should we try to branch it out to other cities? I could never do it because I don't know the other cities, but possibly have someone work for us in those various cities. So it's still something we're answering, but I think what makes Boston Tweet really effective and popular is that I know the city inside out, and you really need that. You can't you can't be recommending Cheers to everyone because it's obviously not the most popular place when it comes to locals. So.
Yeah, I wonder if you ever, the popularity and what you recommend really determines who's following you. I mean, if you were only recommending 5-star restaurants, eventually I would stop following you because I can't afford to follow you. You know, so the fact that you've built an audience on, pub goers, which is predominantly your audience, I'm assuming, then that probably has a lot to do with your popularity, right?
It totally does, and knowing it comes back to those demographics you mentioned before. Knowing who my followers are, a lot of them are a lot of college students, a lot are under 30, and we're all having a tough time. I'm pretty much dirt poor, so I can't afford to go to various places, and I can't go to Capital Grill or the high end steak places. So I prefer to go to the dive bars, and so the people that follow me tend to go to those places too. Or a very popular topic is cheap beer on the site. Where can you get a dollar draft or $2 draft? Because a lot of people are really hurting over this last year, and a lot of are just getting started out in their careers at 22, 23 years old. So I'm on the same boat as them, and so it determines my follower base. I don't have I never talk about the high-end places, mainly because I can't go there. I can't afford it. So So it does determine a lot who follow me, that's for sure.
Now, you mentioned that other people who have expressed interest in doing a similar thing that you're doing in other cities, that they tend to get burnt out because you sort of have to be about town and on your feet all the time. I mean, and you mentioned before that you go out pretty much every night. Do you ever just get sick of it? And if you do, like if there's a night that you just do not want to do anything, do you feel this, this sense of obligation, like I have to go out because my people need me, kind of like that?
I don't know if people need me. I don't think anyone's going to get won't be able to go on with their life if I'm not tweeting. But you do sort of feel an obligation. You got to go out, or you got to kind of be out there and report the news, and a bit of an obligation. I will take a here and there a couple nights off, and it's actually funny. A lot of times Friday nights are the nights that I take off because I'm out every night during the week, and by Friday I'm exhausted. But it's also fun once you get out there and you chat, meet people, and it makes it all worth it. And another misconception is I'm blasted drunk every single night of the week, which is definitely not true. A lot of times
that'd start to wear on you, probably.
Yeah, there's no way I can do that. Maybe once or twice during the week, but that's about it. A lot of times I'll just be going out over last year, and even from my time in Boston. I've been in Boston for 18 years or so. I know pretty much that everyone that works in the restaurants and the service industries and the owners and stuff. So a lot of time I'll just stop in and say hi. Won't even have any drinks or any food. So just would like to get that out there. A lot of people think I'm a raging alcoholic, which, definitely
we never
true.
Made that assumption for what it's worth.
There has been some. So.
So what would happen if you, if you decided to take like a month hiatus, if you went on vacation, if you suddenly came down with swine flu? I mean, do you ever worry that your followers are going to drop off if you dropped off?
Oh, I'd imagine. Yeah, month hiatus, that's like, in Twitter world, that's like 80 years or so. Everything is so instant in Twitter world, and even when you're reporting news, you report the news, something happened right now, and then, okay, next thing. So everything's moving so fast-paced. A month hiatus, I think, would be kind of the stake in the heart to Boston Tweet. I think that's way too long to give up on. So, maybe a day or so here, but no, there's no way I could take that much time off. It would be nice. I wouldn't mind doing it from Key West, but I don't think that's possible.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, you don't have to tell me, but like, what do you do for a living? How do you make money? I know you're out like having a great time all the time, but who finances this?
Money? What's that? I work in various startups, so I work for a mobile startup based in Cambridge also, which is Sciagle, which is launching probably in the turn of the year. And it's nice that the mobile startup, so I'm always on my phone working on that, too. And I've worked in various startups over the years. I do some consulting on the side, too. So Twitter consulting, tech consulting, over the past 10 years, I've had six startups or so. So that has been, I've been working for myself for most of that time. So I continue to do that. So that's, don't have, which another reason why Boston Tweet's probably done well, I don't have your typical have to go to an office sort of job. I work from home. I work from the phone pretty much 80% of the time from the iPhone. So it makes it a lot, my lifestyle or my work schedule allows for me to do all these things more so than someone that has to be in an office. So,
are you ever tempted to take advantage of your huge following and, you know, just tweet something kind of inappropriate, like, you know, some jerk off on Second Street double parked, FYI, you know, parked me in. Like, do you ever get the temptation?
I don't, no, never to really get upset. I mean, I definitely do, and I will drop the F-bombs many times, but I never put them in a tweet. I don't. And there are a lot of things, it's kind of, there are some things I've seen on the streets that I would love to have tweeted about, but probably would have got me in trouble, and so I shy away from doing that. It'd be interesting. The new site that we're launching later gives people the ability to post videos directly to the site, not just the link, but actually this videos are embedded like in the YouTube, and I think it will open up the doors for a lot more of the citizen broadcast or citizen reporting for others to really get the exposure that I haven't done so. So they can take videos of someone double parked in front of a car or take video of something that might be wrong on a state project or something of that nature. So and kind of take the heat off me a little bit possibly since there are a few things. I have tweeted, there's been a few interesting cases where there's been garbage all over the streets of Boston. They take a picture and tweeted it, and immediately the city of Boston got on and picked up the garbage. So it's been very effective for that, but I try to keep it all in the up and up. So.
Good for you, for your self-control. I would be so tempted to just walk around just saying, you know, don't you know who I am? I'm Boston Tweet. I can destroy you.
I would try to get them to throw me a birthday party.
Even when I say that to my mom, she's like, "Who? Who the hell are you?" Like, I don't know. Most people still don't have a clue, and so it's just kind of my dorky world of my Twitter followers. So, and I'm the biggest dork of them all when it comes to that. So, yeah, there's temptation, but I try not to succumb. So
do you now that people do know where you are? Do you ever get freebies? You know, I know you hang out at 1369 Coffee every once in a while. Do you ever get, like, free cup of coffee here and there for, you know, people looking for maybe a nice plug?
I do. That has picked up. That has definitely picked up. A couple of my favorite places I don't get any freebies for that I've chatted about for a year, so that kind of that gets me a little upset at times. But I do here and there, you know, occasional freebies at Bloco, Be Good. No coffee, though. I don't think I've got any free coffee, which is probably good. I'm pretty hyper to begin with. but freebies are picking up. Twitter is still, it's interesting. Last year we started Boston Tweet November 20th, and at that time, Bloco and Toscanini's, a great ice cream shop in Central, were the first two guys on Twitter and first two guys using it, Gus and John. And now, a year later, there's 400, 500 restaurants, so it's exploded. So restaurants are really just starting to become aware of how effective marketing is. It's cheap. It's free. And every restaurant should be on it. And at bars, every bouncer should be on a cell phone and tweeting what's happening there on the scene and, you know, taking photos if that's legal. So I think that will probably change. I think the most effective marketing over the next year for these individual restaurants will be from the Twitter community and kind of back to what we're developing to launch this week, kind of highlight the most prolific followers and the people that chat about you the most, and hopefully the restaurants will reward him or her with a free coffee or a free burger or a free burrito. So it's definitely evolving that way because, in my opinion, it's the most effective form of marketing out there right now. It's basically telling friends, I like this place, you should try it out, rather than a paid advertisement in a magazine.
Well, Tom, I really appreciate you joining us. We love what you do. We, you know, we here in the office follow you all the time. Great work. And if anybody out there sees Tom hanging out, would you buy him a cup of coffee? Would you buy him an ice cream cone? He's working so hard for the city. So thank you so much for joining us.
Ice cream and chai tea. Thanks a lot for having me.
So that's it for this week, everybody, and Byron will not be back next week either. Unfortunately, this Africa trip is massive. It is an epic African safari trip. We're all hoping that Byron brings us back some wild animals. But until then, we've got Holly sitting in as Chief Idea Officer. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, it's just no problem.
So we will be back next week with another great Life Tips show. And until then, everybody, you know, stay cool. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Boston's pretty amazing, especially. And the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone has been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, Boston's pretty amazing, especially. And the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone has been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, Boston's pretty amazing, especially. And the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone is. Have been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone has been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone has been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone has been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone has been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone has been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone has been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone has been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone has been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone has been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone has been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone has been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone has been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone has been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone has been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone has been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, Boston's pretty pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone is, have been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, you know, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone is, have been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. And it makes sense. Twitter is a very social application. But, you know, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone is, have been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. It makes sense. Twitter is a very social application, but you know, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone is have been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. It makes sense. Twitter is a very social application, but you know, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone is have been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. It makes sense. Twitter is a very social application, but you know, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone is have been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. It makes sense. Twitter is a very social application, but you know, Boston's pretty amazing, especially, and the Twitter community here is amazing. Everyone is have been really awesome, outgoing, very social people. It makes sense. Twitter is a very social application, but you know.